Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're going to be diving into something that's been causing quite a stir here in Berwick-upon-Tweed.
Yeah, on the surface, it seems like a pretty straightforward thing, right? A car park?
Exactly, a car park. 41 little spaces tucked away by the old bridge. You wouldn't think it would cause such a fuss.
But as with so many things in a town as steeped in history as Berwick, there's always more than meets the eye, isn't there?
It's like someone decided to build a parking lot right on top of a time capsule. And trust me, we've got the documents to prove it. Planning applications, objections from residents, historical records, the works.
We've been digging through it all, and let me tell you, this car park has unearthed some serious questions about how we balance progress with preserving the past.
And that's what we're here to untangle today. So buckle up, because this deep dive is about to get interesting. To kick things off, let's set the scene, shall we? We're talking about a site just east of the old bridge in Tweedmouth. Not exactly the most glamorous location, but looks can be deceiving.
Deceiving is right, because this seemingly unremarkable plot of land has a past that's anything but ordinary. I mean, are you ready for this? We're talking over 150 years of continuous use.
Okay, now you've got my attention. 150 years. This car park's got a longer resume than I do.
I'm not even kidding. We dug up records from way back in the 1850s when this site was a bustling boatyard. Can you imagine that?
Boat building. Right here. Yeah. Wow, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Back then, instead of cars, this place was all about boats. The air filled with the sounds of hammers and saws, skilled craftsmen and building vessels destined for the open water. It was a completely different world.
It's amazing how much a place can change, isn't it? From building ships to, well, potentially storing cars. It's quite the shift.
It is. But hold on, because it gets even more interesting. You see, by the late 1800s, this hub of industry transformed into something totally different. A sculptor's haven.
A sculptor? Like Michelangelo, but in Berwick?
Well, not quite Michelangelo, but a talented local artist named John Wilson, son of a well-known Berwick architect, actually. His specialty was funerary sculptures. You know, those ornate headstones and beautifully carved angels you see in cemeteries.
Oh, right. I've always found those so striking, especially the ones in the older cemeteries around here. They're like little pieces of art.
Precisely. And this site played a key role in crafting them. The workshop John Wilson established was passed down through generations, eventually becoming Robertson Memorials in 1986.
So this legacy of craftsmanship continued for over a century. That's incredible. And now they want to put a car park here.
That's the plan, at least for now. The proposal is for a temporary car park set for 5 years. But as we all know,
temporary can easily become permanent, especially in the world of urban development.
Exactly. And that's what's got people concerned. Is this a genuine attempt to address a parking shortage? Or is it the first step in a much larger plan? And if so, at what cost to the history and heritage of this site?
Well, and the thing is, it's not like they're just talking about knocking down a rundown shed or something.
Right. We got to talk about this Wilson's workshop, right? This is where things get really interesting. Yeah. So there are actually two buildings in the path of this proposed car park.
Okay.
One is, like you said, a pretty standard brick store, probably used for storage mostly. Nothing too exciting to see there from what we can tell. But the other one, is this really cool, like Victorian timber framed building.
Get out! Right in the thick of it all.
I know. And guess what they're calling it on these plans?
Whoa,
Wilson's Workshop. As in, potentially linked to our friend John Wilson, the sculptor.
No way. This is too good. It's like we're peeling back layers of a historical onion here.
I'm telling you. It's not just a name. This workshop is actually listed as a non-designated heritage asset in those Northumberland historical records we dug up.
Okay, pause for a quick history lesson. For those of us who don't speak fluent heritage, what does that even mean?
Basically, it means the building is considered to have some historical significance, but it hasn't been officially, given that protected status quite yet.
Interesting. So it's important enough to be recognized, but not important enough to, not be bulldozed for a car park. Is that what we're saying here?
It definitely seems like a bit of a gray area. And to add to the intrigue, the Northumberland Historic Environment Record, they specifically mentioned this workshop, calling it, quote, significant to the local community.
Okay, but they're still saying it has no heritage value in the application. Come on.
It's true. It really makes you wonder if those behind the application actually did a thorough assessment, doesn't it?
Or maybe they just didn't like the answer they found, so they glossed over it.
It's possible. But to be fair, it's not like everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet on this whole car park thing, right?
Oh, that's right. There are folks who actually support it, right?
Exactly. You've got the Berwick Chamber of Trade. They represent a lot of local businesses, and they've actually come out in favor of this car park.
Well, yeah, more parking, more customers for them, right?
That's their argument. They say the town center, especially around the bridge, desperately needs more parking to thrive. They say it'll bring in more visitors and boost the local economy, you know, all that good stuff.
Makes sense. But something tells me it's not that simple.
Of course not. It's never that simple, is it? Those who oppose the plan, they're arguing that the existing parking is perfectly adequate. They say if people were just willing to walk a bit further, there'd be no problem.
Interesting. So is this more about convenience then? Or maybe about something else entirely?
Well, some folks are whispering that this whole car park saga is actually tied to a much bigger project, something called the Maltings Regeneration Project.
The Maltings. Okay, I've heard whispers about this. It's supposed to be huge, right? A total revamp of that whole area.
Exactly. And here's the thing. It all hinges on securing funding from this big, fancy Borderlands program.
Ah, yes, the Borderlands program. Always a lot of buzz around that, but what does that have to do with our little car park?
Well, rumor has it that having a solid parking plan in place is kind of a non-negotiable if you want to get your hands on that sweet, sweet Borderlands funding. So the concern is that this car park isn't actually about benefiting Tweedmouth as much as it is about, well, checking a box on a funding application.
So you're saying Tweedmouth might be making a sacrifice, a historical sacrifice, potentially for a project that won't even benefit them directly.
That's the fear, or at least for some folks. It's like they're being asked to prioritize external funding over the needs of their own community and their own heritage.
Okay, so where does the Berwick Port fit into all of this? They own this plot of land, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
And it turns out they stand to benefit financially from all of this. They're planning to lease the land to Northumberland County Council,
Yeah.
the ones pushing for the car park.
Right. NCC, got it. So it's NCC calling the shots here, not the port itself.
It seems that way, although it gets even juicier. Remember how I mentioned that Ward County Councillor, the one who represents Tweedmouth?
Yes.
Well, guess what? That very same councillor also happens to sit on the port's board of directors.
Hold on. So the person who's supposed to represent the residents who'll be most affected by this car park also has a financial stake in the project itself. That seems, I don't know, a little shady.
It definitely raises some eyebrows, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a classic case of who benefits and who loses out.
And is anyone even listening to those who might lose out?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it feels like something's not right.
And you know what's interesting about all of this? We've talked about, potential conflicts of interest, concerns about heritage, but it seems like at the core of this whole debate, we're talking about different ideas of progress, right?
Right, because who gets to define what progress looks like in a town like Berwick?
Exactly. Is it about more parking spaces? Or is it about preserving those tangible links to our past, like Wilson's Workshop? It's a question many communities are wrestling with.
Because we can't just pretend the past doesn't exist, right? It's about finding a way to honor it while still moving forward.
And that takes a bit of nuance, doesn't it? A willingness to see beyond the immediate benefits, to consider the long-term impact on the community, on its identity.
It makes you think about those old photographs you sometimes see, of Berwick back in the day, the harbor bustling with activity, those cobblestone streets, those incredible Victorian buildings. It's a reminder that things change, times change, but that doesn't mean we should erase the past completely.
Absolutely. Those echoes of the past, like this workshop, they add a certain richness, wouldn't you say, to our present-day lives. They ground us, remind us that we're part of something bigger.
It's like, what will future generations think when they look back on the decisions we're making today?
It's a question worth asking, isn't it? What kind of Berwick are we shaping for them? Will they inherit a town that values its heritage, or one that chose convenience over history?
Hopefully it's a bit of both, right? Progress doesn't have to come at the expense of the past.
Ideally not. And that's what makes these deep dives so important. By shedding light on these issues, exploring different perspectives, it allows people to form their own opinions.
And hopefully to make their voices heard. Because at the end of the day, the future of Berwick isn't set in stone. It's a work in progress, shaped by the actions we take today.
Well said.
So to everyone listening, we encourage you to do your own digging. We'll link to all the documents we mentioned in the show notes.
Don't just take our word for it. Explore, question, and get involved in shaping the future of our town.
This is a conversation that affects us all. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.